With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A divided Colorado Supreme Court on Tuesday declared former President Donald Trump ineligible for the White House under the U.S. Constitution's Insurrection Clause and removed him from the state's presidential primary ballot, setting up a likely showdown in the nation's highest court to decide whether the frontrunner for the GOP nomination can remain in the race. The decision from a court whose justices were all appointed by Democratic governors marks the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. The court wrote in its 4-3 decision, quote, "A majority of the court holds that Trump is disqualified from holding the office of president under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment." The court stayed its decision until January 4th or until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the case. Negotiators are continuing working on a deal to firm up a border crossing deal, which is essential for Republicans, while Democrats continue to push for aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Senate Democrats and Republicans have made progress.
I am significantly more optimistic today than I was Thursday when we left, based on the negotiations that have occurred all weekend.
While Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans and Democrats are closer to an agreement on border and immigration policy changes.
I think it's pretty safe to say that we've made some significant progress, but we obviously aren't there. But that needs to be a part of this overall request from the administration, which remains extremely important.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 251 points. The NASDAQ rose 98, the S&P advanced 27. This is SRN News. A battle over homosexuality is brewing at one Texas school.
Officials at Abilene Christian University have agreed to review the sexuality policy after complaints from an LGBT alumni group called Wildcats for Inclusion. That organization is upset about a recent event that featured a man who has abandoned the gay lifestyle and now condemns it. In an interview with Religion News Service, school president Phil Schubert says he does not expect any major changes in the ACU policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Depending on what poll you trust, up to 30% of Americans now describe themselves as non-religious. They're referred to as the nuns, and half of them say they're atheists or agnostics. The other half just say they're followers of no particular faith. The nuns span class, gender, race, ethnicity, and age. More than 4 in 10 young Americans are nuns, and researchers say that's a sign this group will grow. This is SRN News. Two of Apple's latest watches may not be available in the U.S. later this week if the White House doesn't intervene in an international patent dispute. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Apple plans to suspend sales of the Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches beginning online Thursday and in stores Sunday. Dan Ives with Wedbush Securities says it can't come at a worse time.
There's lines at the store to get these watches before the drop dead date.
It's part of an intellectual property dispute involving the watch's blood oxygen feature.
There's a software workaround that they're right now focused on. And time is of the essence.
ITC issued the order October 26th. The White House had 60 days to review, meaning Apple could have kept selling the watches, but is pulling them early to ensure compliance. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.